Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Stay cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, let's do it. Hey, do we get Guru for the full 4 hours? Sit down, buddy. Have a seat.
It's kind of scary.
This is Steiny's dream right now. He leaves, and then the doorknob stops working, and the rest of us just stay in here forever.
We have a new door handle, and somehow it doesn't work.
Already
and
not
I tried.
Working. Yeah, not, I know you did.
Yeah, it's not a Guru issue.
Luke, I would go on the other side of the door before you close it. Yeah, we're going to be in here for a while.
I missed the cable.
All right. Yeah, all right, there it is. Willard and Dibs, from now until forever, everybody's worst nightmare. We are now doing a telethon. We're just going to be on the air probably for the rest of the week.
Shout out Jerry Lewis.
And you have a pick to make tonight.
And the pick is in.
Okay.
And I'm hot. I'm officially hot.
The Patriots -1,000 tonight against the Jets.
And I've won 3 in a row.
Yeah, but...
I actually, just for the audience, stay tuned. I love this pick.
Oh, that's exciting.
I love this pick as much as I love John Bloom, and you know I love John Bloom.
I do love John Bloom. Okay. All right, but listen, Steve Kerr is going to be on here in 45 minutes, and that was quite a performance. And I'll say this also. We didn't get a chance to kind of let everybody know that we're going to do this. The great Mark Grandy has pulled 6 phone calls to this radio station from yesterday.
Why?
Because I want everybody to hear what a fan base sounds like after a loss, and then what happens after one win. One win, one day later. How do you feel differently after one win versus the way many of us sounded yesterday, which was, okay, once again, old, slow, this is poorly constructed.
Disinterested.
Not committed to winning. Why don't y'all just sit with the fact that the Warriors are not good anymore? They need, and every time they lose a couple games in a row, someone calls and wants to trade Steph Curry. And then he scores 46 points, and they hand the Spurs their first home loss of the year. And now we're going to be championship. And back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
The rigors of an NBA season. But look, there's stuff to get into about last night. And it has a trickle-down effect. It's another thing that we will address with Steve at 3 o'clock. Bottom line, Steph doesn't get to do in the second half what he did if Moses Moody doesn't do what he did in the first half. Bottom line.
Yeah, kept him in.
Moses Moody has become the most important piece off the bench, and I guess we should probably update that because he didn't come off the bench last night, and I think for a while now going forward, he's not going to come off of the bench. And so that's probably, at least for right now, that's the way that needs to be because Moses Moody has been the most consistent player on the Warriors, not named the guys that we obviously kind of put over in a different category.
Yeah, and that was his second start, and they're 1-1 in those starts. The other game he started was against Denver on the road, and they lost. But last night, you looked at that starting lineup, and they did things that you need that lineup to do, which is defend and have some spacing, and that's not what you had when you had Kuminga in there, and all roads lead there, but we're trying not to go down that road because today it's about basking in a win, and it was a good win. It was a gutsy win. You were on the brink of maybe getting blown out again,
and then in
that second quarter, you kind of shored things up. The third quarter, you did what you've done for the entirety of Steph Curry's career, and he got hot, and then once they got the lead in the fourth quarter, it never felt like they were in jeopardy of losing, but, you know, San Antonio did what they did, and then the Warriors closed it out.
Well, San Antonio, I know it's early. I think they're a good team. You know what I mean? Like, they have the makings of a good team. They're still a young team, but we know that they've got people at different points on the floor that do different things on the floor, and so they have a lot of answers. We all know who De'Aaron Fox is and what he can do. I think he's still getting his legs. He started the year injured. Stephon Castle was the rookie of the year last year. I think he is ticketed for stardom. The only question about him being a one someday is if he's not going to get a chance to be a one because the Spurs already have a one. And then Victor Wembanyama is a cyborg. I mean,
right. Crazy.
One of the more enjoyable parts of last night, and forget basketball for a second, this is on a human level, is just watching what a Warrior would do when they would drive by their man and get into the paint, but they knew that Victor was on the floor. And watching them kind of look, I mean, they look like teenagers at a party when the cops do show up. Everybody is like, look over your right shoulder, left shoulder. Where is he? And am I going to get embarrassed if I try to throw this one up? I know two-thirds. Do I have this right, Grandy? Two-thirds of their shots last night were from behind the three-point arc. Is that true for the Golden State Warriors? I think two-thirds of their
57 of 85.
Okay, so that's about two-thirds of their shot attempts were from behind the three-point arc. And the point that I didn't hear was I think Victor had a lot to do with that because there were a number of moments where the Warriors I know would have tried to finish at the cup. And they didn't do that because they're like, there's no point. I can't even try to score on this
guy.
Well,
they had a few, and one was late. GP2 goes up for a teardrop, and he sees that Victor's there, and so he throws it up about 13 feet in the air, and it doesn't go in. And Victor either got a piece or he changed it. And the other one, which Steve Kerr, I probably won't ask him about this specifically, but you had Pods drive in, and he had a clear line to the hoop, and he gets down there, and he sees that Victor's there, and instead of keeping the dribble alive, he like froze, and then he tried to throw it out, and he turned it over. But that guy at 7'5", and I don't know what his wingspan is, but it's got to be 8 feet or more. He is an unbelievable force on defense. And then on offense, he is a bucket no matter where you try to guard him.
So here's one question I have. I'd love to throw this out and see what people think. Was Draymond right? Does it kind of resonate differently that he did what he did, but then they came out the next night and then they did what they did? Because I know
they tried.
Well, I don't know that I ever have watched a Warrior game and be like, I don't think they're trying. But obviously, like, they're talking about tightening some screws. They're talking, you know, Steve said even in the first quarter last night, they're trailing by 14, but he liked some of the things he saw in terms of the hustle, in terms of the closing out, in terms of what the team was doing. They weren't, their shots weren't falling. Okay, fine. But he liked some of the on-court analytics, if you will, the ball movement, the hustle. Okay. I'm just always interested in how something lands. And I don't think when Draymond spoke two nights ago, I don't think that that landed horribly with everyone, but I do think it landed horribly with a lot of fans for two reasons. One, it's like we're 12 games into a season and you're already calling your team out. I don't love that. And then for a lot of Warrior fans, as we've noticed and we talked a little bit about yesterday, they've had it up to here with Draymond, period. If he opens his mouth, he's a loudmouth. And that's how some Warrior fans feel. And I don't have that feeling because I look at Draymond, and I'm not saying everything always lands perfectly, but I'm like, I sort of feel like if I'm going to trust a group of people to have a finger on a pulse of what a team needs, especially off the court, I'm going to trust the Steph Currys, the Steve Kerrs, and the Draymond Greens of the world because they've done it and done it so well for so long. So I look at that and I go, well, he must have had a reason. I don't think Draymond's doing that for no reason. And then the next night, you have a really strong road effort, quite frankly, the best road half of the year. Does that solidify what Draymond did as correct?
For a night, sure.
Okay.
So, like, on a one-night
sample.
That's
all we got right now.
Right. And if you want to, like, really go deep inside the game, they got an unbelievably generous whistle where you shot 36 free throws and the Spurs shot 16. So that, to me, was a big part of why you won the game. You got a lot of foul calls that went your way, and you got a lot of free throws that you don't normally get. So the effort, yeah, it was good. Steve Kerr also tightened the rotation way, way down. Uh-huh. You didn't have TJD. You didn't have Gee. You didn't have Pat. You played basically 10 guys and 9 if you want to look at, you know, when JK went out at halftime. You didn't play anybody else in the second half. So it was partly what Draymond said, sure. The effort was there, and I think that Pods played a little bit more like Pods normally does, which is focused and not as careless, although he had 3 turnovers. And the real headline, though, is your best player was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So if Steph goes for 46, well, that's not so much a Draymond Green speech game. It's a Steph Curry game.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I don't think we need to hide from the fact that this team is just a very ordinary team when Steph Curry's not there. We have plenty of evidence of that, both last year and this year. Do we not?
We do.
He's got to be good.
And Jimmy Butler also showed an interest
yes.
in actually trying to score,
yeah.
which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, they barely even got their thing going two nights ago. They played 20 minutes, all those guys. It's part of the reason why they were able to play so well last night, I think.
Yeah.
It's because of the lower minutes the night before. All right, Steve Kerr in a half hour. We're going to get to your calls next, but not just your calls now, some of your calls yesterday. Wait until you hear what some of you sounded like yesterday after the Oklahoma City loss, but before the Spurs win. I can't believe this after what you did in the crossover. You know who we're sponsored by?
Who?
In at the Tides.
Man.
In Bodega Bay. Savor the season at In at the Tides. Winemaker Dinner Series. Join them Friday, November 14th with St. Francis Winery or Friday, December 5th with Ferrari Carano. Exceptional wines, gourmet cuisine, and coastal charm await. Reserve your table today at In at the Tides. .com. This is Willard and Dibb.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bruce Bochy in about 90 minutes.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm back. All right. So that's a hell of a day.
Yep.
Steve Kerr, Bruce Bochy. And a lot of you, as always, right here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. One of my favorite phrases, it's a matter of perspective, isn't everything. I mean, it's one thing that I think is really fun about the jobs that we have, and everybody gets all mad about it and everything. Like, you know, the Warriors won a great game last night, and our text line and our YouTube chat is already all ablaze with, like, apparently, I don't know, maybe Pods didn't have a good game last night. Maybe he did, and maybe JK not playing in the second half was a bad thing for him. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it was just hurt. Like, everybody seems kind of activated by all of this every day, no matter what happens. And yes, it's all a matter of perspective. And it's one of the things that I love to hear, and I love to play with a little bit.
The perspective of it.
Well, what's your perspective?
Well, you could look at last night, and you could look at the chef going for 46 and say, well, if he didn't do that, you wouldn't have won. Or you could look at it and go, man, Steph Curry's amazing. When he's amazing, you win a lot of games.
Exactly. Or and you could also do it night to night, though. And so yesterday,
this team is very night to night.
Well, but 24 hours ago, you're cruising around in life feeling how about Golden State Warrior basketball?
Bad, Mark.
And is there any way that you feel the same way now? Like, people will always go, guys, it's one game. Well, that's always true. But the bottom line is you cannot, my opinion, you cannot escape the fact that one game always, every time, will change how you feel about the team. Certainly in the NFL.
Well, in the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL, of course. But in the NBA, in the moment, yeah, you feel better because they went to San Antonio, a team that has a good record. They hadn't lost at home. They've got a 7'5" unicorn that you have no real ability to guard.
Right.
And yet you guarded him, and your best player was amazing, and you won a game on the road in San Antonio. And if you're an older Warrior fan, you know this, but if you're a younger Warrior fan, you don't win in San Antonio.
No.
And I don't know the exact number. I'll look it up while you play your menagerie of calls from yesterday. But it was 30-something straight games where, maybe not that many, but around 30 games where you went to San Antonio and you lost. As a Warrior team, you never won in San Antonio. So you went there against a team with a better record than you, and you won. So for me, that's not nothing.
No.
That's a nice quality road win.
You were not supposed to win last night.
Well, you were 3.5-point dogs, and you called it, actually. You said
they're going to win the game.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't think either one of us hit our take it to the bank predictions. I don't know if Buddy hit two threes.
No, I think he only hit one. I think he hit one.
Yeah. And Will Richard, I looked in the fourth quarter. He had no points.
No, right.
He wound up with some points, but he did not hit the over 5.5.
Let me just say this right now. If you ever hear us on Warriors Live, which we will do on weeknight games on the Central or East Coast.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, next week. Got a couple of them Tuesday and Wednesday. Whenever we're doing Warriors Live, I don't want to speak for you, but when when we do the take into the bank prediction, I am predicting things that I'm trying to speak into existence.
And I don't want you take it to the bank. Like, I don't want you to go to the bank and take out your money and then, like, bet on the prediction.
Well,
and
it'd be
funny
if you did try to do that at the bank. I wonder what they would say to you. Like, if you walked into Fremont Bank and you'd be like, I would like $20 on Buddy Hield to hit two threes. Like, what would the teller say to you?
He went 0 for last night.
Oh, he went 0 for?
0 for 2 from deep, 1 and for 4 from the field.
Will Richard had score. What, 2 or 3
Will
points?
Will Richard made 1-3. That was it.
So they,
yeah, he did.
Our guys combined for 5 points. Awesome. Anyway.
That actually might
Buddy
be
also made a couple free throws. So they combined for 7.
Oh,
don't
exciting.
Shortchange them.
Oh, that's right. I do remember those free throws
that
now.
Might be the future of banking, though. Like, can we just streamline it? Can I just, like, instead of taking my money out and then going somewhere else?
If California would like their budget crisis to go away, that would be one idea. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Anyway,
by the way, before we get into this, Jonathan Kuminga officially listed as questionable for tomorrow night's game with bilateral knee tendonitis. Yes, we'll get an update from Steve here in about a half hour or so. Anyway, just for fun, can we have some fun with this?
Let's do it.
Let's check this out. You want to hear what it sounded like? You all want to hear what you sounded like yesterday. All right, this is Jay in the Bay from the Morning Roast.
Bring up Craig, man. That dude killing in the G League. I'm a ball watcher. That dude got 20-25. Yeah, Craig. He got 25, 22, 25, and had 7 assists. That dude is balling. Put him with Richie Rich. Let him run. Everybody else, they up for trade. I say they got to make a trade. They got to make a trade.
Totally.
Don't trade Steph. You know, don't trade Steph, but don't burn him out either. If Steph is not well, sit him down. Give him a month. Let him get well. Bring up Curry. Yo, watch that game. Watch the Warriors. Watch the G League Warriors. That boy is burning up. Just like I said, Richie Rich going to be fired if he keep playing with that spirit and the tenacity. What did I say? Look at that kid. Man, they better bring up Curry and let him run. All that babysitting Paz, babysitting Kuminga. He going to get, no, you got to be ready. You in the line, dude. You on the fire line. Let's go. We ain't got time to babysit. I'm out. That's all I got. I'm mad.
Is Richie Rich Steve Kerr or Mike Dunleavy?
Or Will Richard.
Will Richard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Richard.
Okay.
Anyway, by the way, sort of a little bit of a side stray that Joe Shasky's going to catch in that call, because he agreed with every single thing that Jay in the Bay was saying. Got to make a trade. 12 games into the year. It's time to trade people. And we need to grab those G League guys because they're balling in the G League, which means they'll definitely ball in the NBA. It's game 13. Let's be done with this current Golden State Warriors roster. Okay. And by the way, you're allowed to feel the same way today. I don't think you do. You're allowed to, though.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely a lot.
It's premature articulation is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Like,
yes, it is.
We're early in the year, and LJ Cryer's played four games.
LJ Cryer?
No, but if he's going to cook in the G League, let him cook. And as we've seen, when you have a G League player who does really, really well, then at times you bring them up and you give them a shot. But right now, Steve Kerr is trying to go from 12 to 10. He's not trying to go from 12 to 15.
A lot of us, and I'll admit a fault on my part, if I can get some faults to be admitted elsewhere too, because all of us, again, what is it, Dibs? It's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who watch Warrior basketball, or quite frankly, run Warrior basketball, who are accused of falling too far into love with old players. And I get accused, obviously, of always being on the side of upstairs and the establishment and the Steph, Dre, and Jimmy of it all. And my perspective is, yeah, like, they've achieved so much in this league. I happen to think they kind of know what they're doing. I don't think they're nuts. But that's okay. If that's my go-to and that's my weakness, can some Warrior fans admit, my God, y'all get excited about young players. Like, overly excited about potential. LJ Crier?
He's cooking.
That's the answer?
Might be.
That's the answer.
You don't know till you find out.
Correct. You don't. Which is why I'm going to stick with what I do know, even at the risk of it being a wee bit a little too long. Because, like, that I know works. And hell, it won a playoff series earlier this year. Not that long ago. It's not that long ago. So, I think that's a fair thing to say. I think that I get it. Young, new is exciting. Okay? We don't wrap Christmas presents and open it up and have inside of it things that have already been in the house. At least I hope you don't do that. Like, we love new and young and exciting. But some of you are a little bit too into it for my 24, taste.
24, 4, and 5 for LJ Crier through three games.
At the parking lot down the street game.
It's not a parking lot.
Okay.
They have, it's kind of an inflatable gym. It's actually a nice venue, I'm being told.
Hey.
Give me Kevin Dana to talk about LJ Crier.
LJ. Before we go to another call, we have a development. I don't think it's worthy of the breaking news sounder, but this is quite a thing. I didn't think I'd ever see this in his NBA career. Ready for this? Courtesy of Shams, Warrior star Steph Curry and Under Armour have parted ways, ending their long-standing partnership. Curry's standalone endeavor, Curry brand, Curry, will move forward independently.
Wow.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
I wonder what led to that.
That's an interesting one. I would guess, and my gut tells me that Steph's going to come out with his own line of whatever it's going to be.
He wants to go it alone.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he made Under Armour in part what Under Armour has become. And so you go through that, and I don't know if the contract was up or if it was a mutual termination sensation or whatever it was. But when you're Steph Curry, you're at the level where you could just come out with, you know, the own Curry brand or whatever, right? You don't need another company to be the backer or the support crew for whatever you want to do.
So this is like when Justin Timberlake left NSYNC, is what you're saying.
At a higher level, for sure. And many have done it. Bobby Brown left New Edition.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, actually, Johnny Gill left first. And so, you know, you could play this out all the way through different bands. And, you know, Beyonce left Destiny's Child. And, you know, I know too much about these breakups.
You do.
I should probably pull the plug
here. Have you ever been in a boy band?
Sting left the Police and became Sting. And
sure.
I don't know if Stuart Copeland ever did what Sting was able to do. So this is a little bit bigger than that. And, you know, Michael Jordan, when he was with Nike and it became the Jordan brand became not bigger than Nike, but almost as big, so he had no need to leave.
Curry's shoes through Under Armour will continue as planned through 2026, but he and his company, Curry Brand, are entering sneaker free agency.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Sneaker free agency. I mean, whatever that means, it means that Curry has the wherewithal and the money and the brand to go out and make his own shoes.
You want to hear another one?
I'd love to.
Steiny and Goo, coach in Vallejo.
The other NBA teams, you know, they don't look at the Warriors and say, we have to play our A game. Mm. No, they're looking at the Warriors and say, these old men aren't going to beat us.
Damn.
That's why that young guy for Indianapolis, he looked at Steph and
Quinn Jackson.
I can take Steph Curry. Yeah, he's had to take Steph Curry. That's why the guys, you know, scowling down to Draymond, they say these old men cannot keep up with us.
Hmm. Well, 21-year-old Victor Wembanyama on line two might have a different take today. 21 years old,
right.
7'5", and had a nice game, but Draymond gave him some trouble.
He did. He did for
Draymond
one night.
Some trouble.
And we'll see about, tomorrow night in game two. And this is what I've been saying all along about the Warriors, and I will continue to do so. On a one-off, the Warriors are as good as any team in the association, but can you do it night after night after night? And Steph against OKC was coming off the flu, and he was patently not good. They were all bad. And then the next night, Steph felt better. Steph played better. They all were better, and they went out and beat San Antonio.
The reality is you don't have to do it night after night after night, especially in November. Like, this has been proven in the NBA.
Right,
you don't
but if you want to be a team that is poised to I don't know, win a title. You have to be able to be more consistent than 7-6.
In April and May.
Correct.
Yeah.
And to be more consistent in April and May, you have to be healthy.
Yes.
And as an older team, you have to not have been chasing wins through March and April and February.
I don't think that they're in the chasing wins mode yet.
Not yet.
Right? And they're, you know, obviously... they've talked about, and I think it's been corroborated by others that are not on the team, that the travel schedule early on this year has been a challenge for them. And if you want to do the, oh, cry me a river, you millionaires, if you want to do that, that's fine. You can do that. But
LJ Crier.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't really have reason to not believe them. I've watched Warrior basketball with this group for a long time. I've not sort of, felt that they're crybabies. I don't feel that way.
No.
So there must be something to it.
There is something to it, but they're not the only team that is playing a lot of games on the road. And I'm looking at the Knicks. The Knicks are 7-4. They've played 8 road games, and the Warriors have played 8 road games.
Yeah, but
and
it's
they're 2-6 on the road.
Not just road games. What they've talked about is the yo-yo nature of it, where it's road and then back home and then road and then back home. Like, normally it's like this. You made a great point earlier. We were all sitting around talking about the fact that, like, today might be one of the most restful days of the entire season for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they're on the road, but they're not on the road. They don't have to. Like, Steph Curry did all those interviews after the game last night because he didn't have anywhere to be. They don't have a plane to catch. Like, they just get to stay. He'd probably golf today.
You would figure.
Yeah. I don't think it's raining in San Antonio.
No, it's not. And to your point, I'm looking at the Knicks schedule and looking at the early season with all the road games. They've had very few of the traditional back-to-backs so far for New York. And
yeah.
So, you know, that I think is more of a taxing part of it than anything.
Yesterday, Tom in Sonoma on Steiny and Go.
Hey, man, the last 5 games, we're playing like a G League, not an NBA team, man. Last night's game, I enjoyed the fourth quarter more than I did the other 3 quarters with the first stringer.
Wow.
Draymond is like a cancer. We can't get rid of him, and he's growing the wrong way. He is toxic. If I got to see him another year, I'm going to have to divorce myself from the Warriors.
Oh, no.
I'm willing to take draft picks for Draymond, and I don't care. That's good with me.
Tom has turned in his Warrior card. We're playing a lot of calls from yesterday where the perspective was maybe a little bit different than it is today.
A lot different. And, you know, the whole idea about trading anybody outside of a younger player, it's not going to happen because you can't afford to do that. And they've already doubled down on the Steph and the Jimmy and the Draymond. So you have to ride it out. You have to ride out the challenges of having an older team. And that's my point about, you know, the schedule. And yeah, it's tough early. And no other team has played 8 road games, actually, in the early going.
No one? Okay.
But you've had teams that played 7. And,
yeah.
You know, Atlanta's 5-2 on the road. And Toronto's 4-3. And so, yeah, it's tough for everybody. But if you're an older team, you've got to find a way to not give away games you should win. And Sacramento, Indiana, Milwaukee, those right now are games where you look at it and you go, man, Milwaukee without Giannis, fine. Milwaukee's still decent. Indiana is 1-10. Sacramento's 3-9. And you lost to those teams on the road. So, yeah, you don't want to blame the schedule. And I don't wholly blame the schedule, but I blame them for losing to those teams. Indiana has one win, and it's you.
Yeah.
Sacramento is an unmitigated tire fire, and they beat you too.
Right, but of course, and you were—I know they were missing people. You didn't play most of your main people.
Fine,
that one's a little bit of a set aside for
but
me.
But if you were 9-4 right now, we'd all be thinking differently as opposed to 7-6.
Sure. But at the end of the day, though, it's also like 7-6 is far from a disaster.
No.
Early in the season,
but it could be better.
Of course,
it should be better.
I'm not trying to take any of your disappointment away from you about Indiana and Milwaukee a couple of weeks ago by any stretch. Can we do one who's on the line? This ought to be fun. He called yesterday and he called today.
Can we play his yesterday first?
Absolutely.
And then we'll play his today live. Do it live.
This is Asante the God in Oakland, yesterday's version.
I think it all starts from the top, from the ownerships all the way, from ownership all the way down to Steve, man. I don't really like the philosophy. This three ball gang, is over with. The league has really shifted. And listen, when y'all talking about Draymond, no one was ever really afraid of Draymond. Draymond ain't never stopped nobody. He gets 30 points put up on him by everybody. and Steph ain't no alpha no more. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like the whole team. Blow it up, bring in Ja, and let's start over.
Blow it up and bring in Ja. That was the take yesterday. Let's find out the take today. Guess who's on the line?
Who?
It is Asante the God in Oakland, live on Willard and Dibs. This is now today's version. Asante, thank you for calling. What's up?
I knew y'all was going to do that. That was so funny. That was well played. Listen, I'm gonna try to be as fast as I could. The Warriors have the most championships outside of the Lakers and the Celtics. We should brand ourselves like them. We should bring in the best players. As soon as a player comes up available, we should be looking at them. So I'm not going to blast the players from yesterday. I'm only interested in who should we bring in now to help this team. You got Sabonis that they're talking about. Zach LaVine, I like that guy. I mean, Ja. You know what I mean?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Look, this one little win don't do nothing for me.
But Asante, no. The come on man's got to go back at you, brother. Listen to what you're saying. First of all, I want to know how you're effectively getting those players. But the second question is, what on earth makes you think those are winning players? When have you ever seen that? You literally talking yesterday about how Draymond Green never scared anybody and sort of ripped him of his leadership. And then in the next breath, you talked about Ja Morant, whose own team and the league literally hate him over the last 2 years. So come on, man. Own up. Let me explain that to me. Help me out.
Over there. We will welcome them to the Bay.
What? No, we wouldn't. But why? Like, why? How's that going to work?
Why not? I mean, didn't it work with Minnesota?
Minnesota?
I mean, not Minnesota.
Memphis,
but,
yeah.
I mean, it worked with his team in Memphis.
It did?
You know?
If all you want is a first round out.
We need talent like that. We should think big like that. New York is doing it. LA is doing it. And Boston is doing it. We should think like that.
Well, okay.
We can't be playing out here with old players. Look, Draymond should be on the bench playing at a Udonis Haslam role. And how do I know that these players are talented? I watch film.
We all watch games, Asante. It's not that Ja Morant's not talented. I think you understand the larger story with Ja Morant, though, do you not? I mean, his team literally suspended him a week and a half ago for conduct detrimental. He's not a leader. He's the opposite of a leader, to be honest with you.
Teach him. You could teach that man. He's a young man. You could teach that guy. Come on, man.
All right, so answer the other part of the question, Asante. How are you getting these players?
Let's see. Who's on expired contract? You just ship them all up. You trade out some picks. Trade them all. Let them all go.
I mean,
I don't care.
But that's a huge salary.
That's not going to happen, Asante.
Yeah, how are you going to match that salary? Would you trade Jimmy Butler for Ja Morant?
You know how much I pay for my courtside tickets? I pay a lot of money. I don't want to see what I'm watching. I want to watch somebody come through dunking. Alley hoops, rebound, blocking shots, threes, fadeaways, crossovers, and rings. It's the Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Warriors are 5-0 at home. Yeah, so far, your courtside tickets have been pretty good.
And Asante, yeah, thank you. If you're gonna equate Ja Morant to rings, I just think you rob yourself of your opinion. The rest of your opinion sounds like what you want is you want ha ha basketball, and I get that. Some of you want that. That's fine. Ja's got the ha-ha. He got the ja-ja. Like, I get that. He's a very, very talented player. He's not a leader. He has never proven to be a winning player.
No, not here.
In fact, when Memphis gave the Warriors a scare a few years ago, guess who wasn't playing? Ja Morant. He wasn't even playing, and their record that year was better without him.
And they're giving up 121 a game this year, and they are right now the 11th seed. So it's not that Ja is a, quote, winning player. But I want to hear more from your caller friends later in the show because, man, the tone today is mostly different, although Asante feels mostly the same.
And that's fine. Yeah, you don't have to. I actually respect not flip-flopping if you want. But I would think that today you would feel a little bit more optimistic about Warrior basketball and where it's potentially headed. You know, it's funny to me when we'll hear like, oh, they proved that they can do this. The Warriors don't need to prove anything anymore. They just need to go do it. They just need to go do it. And it's not going to look perfect. Like, can't we accept it is an older team? So, yeah, they're going to sit out some games. They're going to look like crap some games. But I bet you they're going to win more than they lose, and I bet you that their plan is to be at their best at the end. And
yeah.
This is how you have to do it.
Well, that's their plan, but you can make any sort of a plan you want, but your plan gets changed based on circumstance. And I look at a 7-6 team, and you've got 69 left to go, and already you're in a mode where you're not, you know, you're not 12-3 or you're not 10-3 or whatever. So you're already in a mode where you haven't had the ability to bank games that you should have banked. And so, yeah, they're going to rest guys and they're going to try to be fresh for April, but you might be fresh for April as a 7 or 8 seed again. And now you're going to be digging uphill trying to get out of that.
I'm just going to point out real quick. This is not to like explain it away, but I will point out real quick. When you say they haven't been able to bank games they should win, they've also won 2 games that they were supposed to lose. So
Denver and
last night,
I mean, 3.5 point spread,
point spread. Like,
sure. How many have they given up that they were supposed to have won?
But if you thought they were
like
going to lose that one, then it X's out one of the ones you thought they were going to win.
Well, they were favored against Portland. They lost. They were favored against Sacramento and Indiana. They lost.
They were not favored against Sacramento. They were not. They were sitting all their guys. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr is coming up around the bend, maybe about 15, 20 minutes or so. Bruce Bochy in an hour. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.